The senator offered me a job.
What?
Executive director of media relations. We are thinking about moving to a wonderful place called Washington, D.C.
The murder capital of the USA?
You guys can go on ahead to Washington, but I'm not going.
Okay, everyone. I've made my decision. I'm taking the job in Washington.
You are?
And I'm getting a car.
You are?
Hi, I rushed over as fast as I could.
I'm gonna get right to the point. Kate, let's do it.
Pardon me?
Let's get married.
Mike, I waited so long. You didn't say that. I'm so happy.
Oh, great. Then it's settled.
Well, this is so unexpected.
Oh, well, Kate, with my folks selling the house and moving to Washington, D.C.
Parents are moving to Washington?
I mean, I've got to start thinking about my future. I mean, our future, dearest. I mean, let's face it, Kate, it's going to be tough.
Oh, I know, but we can do it. I mean, we might have to scrimp and save it.
Oh, I am so glad you're up for this. I mean, I was actually thinking that I was going to have to find myself a new apartment.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, but now we can stay at your place.
My place?
Oh, then we agree. Oh, I was worried there for a second. I mean, let's face it, my mom is not going to be around to do my cooking and cleaning anymore.
Maybe. But if we were married, then I could do those things.
Exactly.
I mean, I could keep the refrigerator full, and I could help pay those bills.
Oh, Kate, you're reading my mind.
Hey, you could have your friends over, and I could wait on them hand and foot.
We are so in sync, Kate. This is the perfect time for us to be together.
Mike, you're amazing.
Well, thank you, but I did have a whole night to work this out.
Mike Seaver, I've got three little words for you.
I love you.
Get a dog.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near it. We're nowhere near it. The best is ready to begin. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. Baby, you and me.
Blowhole doesn't want to move.
Okay. Now, why won't he go to Washington?
He's afraid he won't have any friends to play with.
Well, does he know that I'm going to be there, and so will Mom and Dad?
I'm talking friends here, Ben. You know, his kind.
Oh, maybe he'll listen to this, this big butt thing here.
Jeans.
Man, she needs to cut back on the honey.
You wonder why all the animals talk behind your back.
Hi there, Mr. Blowhole.
Oh, Ben, one thing. Mr. Blowhole's good friends with Papa Pig.
Okay.
Now, see here, Blowhole. You have to move with the family.
Mr. Blowhole says he was born in this house. And it's the only place he ever lived.
Well, Washington, D.C. is a nice place to live.
Ben, he's scared.
Don't be scared, Mr. Blowhole. We're your family. And when a family goes somewhere, they have nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Mr. Blowhole says he'll go.
Yay!
And Mr. Blowhole wants to give you the biggest kiss of all.
Oh, that's all right.
Kiss Mr. Blowhole.
Okay. Come here, Blowhole. Fuck her up.
Hey, Dad. I think it's time we have a guy-to-guy talk. Yeah, well, that would be nice, Mike, but I'm a little busy right now.
Oh, that's up to you, Dad, but can you afford to put your future on hold?
Oh, my God, you've got a job selling life insurance.
No, Dad, it's just that, I mean, did you know that moving can be one of life's most stressful experiences? I mean, it's right up there with losing a loved one and listening to Ben eat.
What's this all about?
The truth?
Well, yeah, after 20 years, that would be a refreshing change.
Okay, Dad, the truth is that with you and Mom moving to Washington, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah, well, either did I until I found myself proposing to Kate.
You proposed? My gay congrats!
She turned me down. I guess the woman's allergic to cooking and cleaning.
You mentioned cooking and cleaning in a proposal?
Well, that's not the only thing I said, Dad. I mean, I also covered love and rent.
Well, you can't get married out of convenience.
Why not?
Because marriage isn't about convenience, Mike. It's about compromise. Look at me. I'm moving my practice to Washington.
You're moving all your nutcases to Washington?
No, there are plenty of nutcases in Washington. And they're not nutcases, Mike. No, it's just like, hey, when I heard about the move, I said, forget it. But the thing about a relationship is that sometimes you have to consider another person's needs before your own. Put yours on hold.
Dad, that's exactly what I asked Kate to do. And she said no.
What I meant was maybe you could put Kate's needs first. But don't let us moving to Washington throw you into a panic, Mike. You're going to be able to fend for yourself. You have grown up.
I have?
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're ready for responsibility now. Okay, look, here's the deal. I'll give you a little more freedom. You've got to promise me a lot more responsibility.
Hey, no problem, Dad. I swear, I am ready for total responsibility.
Mike, I'm not ready for total responsibility. Some responsibility.
I hear you, Dad. I'm going to take responsibility for my life. And I'm going to start by apologizing to Kate. Just wish I knew the right way to do it.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, I think that the best way to a woman's heart is sincerity. And if that's not working, try a little gift.
Andy Graham.
Mike, is that you?
Oh, it's a 150-pound bonbon. Unwrap me.
Pass.
Well, then at least read the card.
I heard everything you had to say this morning.
Kate! Come on, it's hot in here. I blacked out twice already. For you.
Thank you.
I had candles going, but I singed my hair.
I've got something on the stove. Excuse me.
Kate, look, I'm sorry about this morning. Kate, it's just that with my folks moving to Washington, I went temporarily insane. Asking you to marry me was just a knee-jerk reaction.
I got it half right.
Kate, what I'm trying to say is that I'm selfish and immature and I'm thoughtless and rude and spoiled and ready to stop me any time here.
I will when I disagree.
Kate, I'm asking you to marry me.
Again?
Yes. When the time is right.
Huh?
Well, first I want to finish school and start a career. So that I can give you the life that you deserve. So will you marry me? Someday?
Maybe. Ask me someday.
Hey, be careful. You're going to crush my packing peanuts. Hey, Carol. Carol, what are you doing?
Just looking, thinking. Seems so weird to think that soon I won't be welcome in this house.
Well, it seems like you should be used to that by now. Sorry. It's on autopilot.
We haven't had the greatest relationship, have we?
Well, I don't know why you say that. Hello? Hey! I'm just in the floor!
caught me. I was just heading out the door.
Well, at least we won't be living under the same roof at each other's throats all the time.
Yeah, I mean, what a relief. I mean, after 21 years together, we need a break.
Wow, 21 years.
Yeah.
You have always been obnoxious.
Read this line.
I hate this book.
Oh, how do you know you haven't even read it?
I heard about it. I'll just wait for the movie.
Mikey.
Okay, okay. Don't help me. Spot run said it. Run, run, run. See him wag his tail.
Peggy, did you just...
I heard her. She can read. 4 years old and she can read.
It's a miracle.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Our little genius.
Oh, I've got to go call Mom and Dad.
Yes, I'll get the paperwork.
Turn the page. I want to see how it comes out. You always got to make me look bad, don't you? Yeah. Big deal. So what if you can read? It doesn't mean nothing. Sure it does. It means I'm smart and you're stupid. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're not even going to graduate. I bet you 50 bucks I do. Okay, sucker. Congratulate me.
Well, I graduated, didn't I?
Yeah. And you were smart enough to stop me from making the biggest mistake of my life.
What are you talking about? You're still dating Dwight.
No, I was talking about the time I wanted to get a nose job. If you think I'm even aware that you've been calling me funny looking for the past all my life, don't... You're crazy.
But, Carol, why would you even listen to me? Come on, Gil, look, you're my sister. All right, I'm supposed to call you ugly. It's my job.
What, now I suppose you're going to say you didn't mean it?
Look, all right, look, did you mean it all those times you called me so incredibly stupid? All right, bad example. Carol, come on, huh? This is brother and sister stuff here, you know? I mean, look, Eddie calls his sister ugly. Boner thinks his sister is ugly.
Boner's sister is ugly.
That's not the point, Carol. The point is, you're not ugly. I mean, as a matter of fact, in the last couple of years, you've looking kind of... You've been getting better looking.
Oh, sure.
Well, Carol, this is tough for me, all right? Look, I mean, I see the way guys look at you. I know that look.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean... You know, and when your friends look at your sister that way, it's kind of weird.
So you're saying,
Tony.
What?
Pretty. I said I think you're kind of pretty.
Wow. You think I'm pretty?
Yeah, look, and if you have any sensitivity at all, you will never, ever tell anyone I said you weren't pretty.
You know, Carol, I've been thinking. I mean, after 21 years of my zingers, you shouldn't just have to quit cold turkey.
What?
Well, I think we should get together every once in a while. Just to make sure that, well, that you don't start getting the idea that you're normal or anything.
You do that for me?
Sure.
Jerk.
Geek.
Okay, for our last meal, we'll pretend that this is an elegant banquet with a make-believe table,
make-believe chairs,
and make-believe food. Where are those guys?
It's about time.
Hey, pizza guy. Hey. Hey.
I'm starving.
Food.
I can't believe we're actually leaving.
I know. Can you believe that this is the last meal we'll ever have in this house?
That's right. Cherry stale pizza.
Smelling Ben.
Is it too late to sell her with the house?
It's amazing that this house has survived four Seaver children.
I'll remember this is the house my babies grew up in.
Well, they sure were cute as little kids. And then they grew up.
Hey, why's everybody looking at me?
Well, because you're the only guy we've ever heard of who could pull off scams in two cities at the same time. So remember the time that you snuck off to California? Mm-hmm. You left Ben and Carol the cover for you?
Mike!
I was in here first, dog breath.
Mike, don't call your sister names.
All right.
Mom, he's been in there all morning and he says he's going to stay in through breakfast.
Mike, you don't want breakfast?
No breakfast this morning, Mom.
What are you doing in there?
Whatever it is, it sure smells good.
What? Oh, what do you know, Ben? The telephone's ringing at 7:59 exactly.
Oh. Carol?
I got it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my 5 hours here in Denver. Why am I whispering?
My telephone!
I'll take it upstairs.
Carol, who's on the phone?
Mike. And Boner. He's going over to Boner's house.
Wait a minute. Mike?
Dad!
You're not going anywhere, mister.
I'm not?
Who's Dad talking to?
Mike.
Bye.
Don't worry, he's not taking off until he does his share of the shoveling.
Well, Dad, that's going to be a little tough.
Mike, I want to see you outside in 5 minutes. No excuses. Say goodbye, Boner.
Goodbye, Dr. Siva.
Hey, look, I'm not the only con artist in this house. How about Benny here? He's starting to do than I do.
Hello, God.
What are you doing?
I happen to be praying for money.
Ben, you can't pray for money. Believe me, I've tried. You actually think God's going to send you a check or something?
Amen.
Money for the needy.
Thanks.
Come on, let's not forget about Carol.
Me? I have never pulled a scam in my life.
Oh, well, what about the time you tried to fool that recruiter from Boston College?
Mike dragged in some bum off the street to play me in a challenging dual role.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your wife won't be joining us this evening.
Oh, yes, I'm sick about the fact that Mickey can't be here.
Mickey, isn't it Maggie?
Yeah, Mickey's just my pet name for when we're in the sack.
Carol, let me begin by saying that your high school grades are nothing short of spectacular.
Thank you.
Yeah, and can you believe she got those straight A's after missing 6 whole months because of reform school?
Reform school?
Little misunderstanding over a knife.
We're damn proud of the little slut.
So one little scam, no one got hurt.
I never did stuff like that. I've always been a perfect angel.
Oh, well, what about the time you threw that tantrum because you thought we were all playing around after you went to bed?
Yeah. Can I help it if I've got a healthy imagination?
Oh,
it's not fair. How come I have to go to bed and everyone else gets to stay up and have fun? I hear you laughing. I know what you do. Wait, of course she goes to bed, then party, party, party.
Well, I guess Chrissy must be asleep by now.
What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Want to play Barbies?
Okay, Mike, we're going to play Barbies. Want to join us?
Yes!
Go, go, go! Chrissy's asleep and the fun's starting!
they're gorgeous.
Santa Claus brought them. Oh, I'm just waiting for a special occasion.
I want to play something else. I know. Tea party. I want to play dress up. Oh, jump rope, jump rope.
We have time for everything. We have all night.
You some vegetables.
Oh, Mom, are you crazy?
Not for eating, for thrilling. Hey, are you guys playing without Chrissy again?
Yeah.
Great, because look at what I brought. Pony rallies for everyone.
That's funny.
Oh, watch out. Well, I don't mean to break up the fun, but we've got a long drive to Washington. Guess we better hit the road.
Yeah, I gotta go break in my new landlord.
Dwight's driving me to my dorm.
Can't we stay and see what the new people look like?
I'd rather not know.
Me either.
Oh, come on, we better get moving.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, life is turned upside down for the Seavers when Maggie goes back to work, leaving Jason in charge. Coming up next on Family Affair, Uncle Bill faces a crisis that could split up the family.